Tomorrow, under the new treaty. I can show you the treaty.
We're next to the bank.
Okay.
That's how this is starting. You could start this again.
What?
Girls can learn galore under the new treaty.
Oh, wow. Very good. Okay, there he goes. Okay, just play along with me, guys. Everybody close your gemara in 5, 4, 3, 2. And that will conclude your Ches Amud Beis. We'll see you guys on.
This has been great.
Okay. Now, Baruch Hashem, we just wasted, whoever was listening to this, we just wasted 35 seconds of his time, or her time, you know, I'm not particular.
Consistency is one of the 48 ways.
Okay, very good. So, anyway, back here, it is one of the, it is, right?
Yes, it is, I'm not lying.
It is. We had a machlokas in the Amoraim between Rav and Shmuel, whether the halacha follows Reb Yossi or Tanakama in the Mishnah. Tanakama, who's Reb Meir in the Mishnah. Just to summarize, we had in the Gemara, the Mishnah stated that there are certain Yom Tovim that are Aser Behesped and certain Yom Tovim that are Aser Betainis. These are Yom Tovim that are Midrabanan, that were instituted later on. And Reb Yossi said that the Yom Tovim that were Aser just in Tainis. So the day before was also Aser in Tainis. But the day after was not. It's a little bit more Makel. But, and the Tanakama disagreed and said, no, it's totally Makel. We're going to be totally Mutter before and after. But the Yom Tovim that are Aser Behesped, then Rabbi Yossi said, before it's Aser and after it's Aser.
What's
Aser? To be Maspid. So if you have it before the day before the Yom Tov and the day after the Yom Tov, so you would have three consecutive days in which you cannot give a hesped.
On the days when you're not allowed to give a hesped, are you also not allowed to fast?
Yes, it's kol shekein. So there are certain days that were more lenient, and again, how we determine what's more lenient, what's more strict, I don't know what the criteria was, but there were certain days that were more lenient in which the Chachamim said only fasting is Aser, in which case Rabbi Yossi said, and the day before is also Aser in fasting, but the day after will not be. And then the days that were more strict, in which you couldn't fast and you couldn't give a hesped, Rabbi Yossi would say, before and after you can't give a hesped. So that Rav said that the halacha followed Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel ended up going all the way to the left. He was a liberal. He said no. He said get rid of Donald Trump. All that stuff. That was all Shmuel. What? Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says
v'chinam
or bal.
Where are we holding?
We're in the fourth line. Unbelievable. Ayur ches ben aleph at the bottom. We are four lines from the end of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. I thought this was going to be a quick daf. I don't know if it's going to be. The Chenemer Bali, we're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. How many pages do you have to turn? I mean, where are you, Gibble? I mean, we've been together for 18 weeks on this. It's unbelievable, by the way. We've done 17 blot in Tainis. I find it unbelievable. No? I mean, it seems like just yesterday that we were on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And then all of a sudden it happens.
That's correct.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah. No, but it really just seems like last week we started Masechta. Baruch Hashem, we've come a long way. We're more than halfway done with this Masechta. Anyway, fine, very good. So anyway, the Gemara says, V'cheinam or Bali. Bali, who was a Chacham.
But what line are we from?
Unbelievable.
Fourth line from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph.
Apparently you didn't get my email from weeks ago. V'cheinam or Bali. You were the one who asked me to write the email. If you remember correctly, V'cheinam or Bali. That's is the true. Fourth line from the end. V'cheinam or Bali. V'cheinam or Bali. Okay? Bali also said, Bali was the name of a Chacham, right?
I never heard of him before.
Right. You never heard of him before? It sounds more like he's one of those, like a soccer player from Peru. You know, like there's Pele on one side and there's Bali. You know, like
Messi.
He seems like very
much. Is he unique to titles? Like, you know how every Masechta has one
I don't character? Know. Good question. I don't know. And I don't know what each Masechta's guy is. But yes, there
like
is.
Trading cards for
there is. There is. There is one he's referring to. There's a famous thing that every Masechta has a unique Tana or Amora in it, and so he wants to Tana that maybe Bali is one of them. I don't know. I don't know if Bali comes up elsewhere. I don't know the answer to that. But anyway, Bali stated, Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yochanan, in the name of Rab Yochanan, he said, Halachic Rab Yossi. He said also the halacha is like Rab Yossi. Now, which Rab Yossi are we talking about? Because as we stated, there are two possibilities. Either it's the Rab Yossi with regards to Tainus, who says that the day before the Yom Tif in which Tainus is Usser is going to be Usser, but the day after is not. Or it could be the Rab Yossi, Legabe a Yom Tif, where it's Usser Behespid, where Rab Yossi would be extra strict, and he would say you have to observe that Isser Hespid the day before and the day after. So which one is it? And therefore the Gemara says, Amar le Rab Chiya le Bali. Rab Chiya said to Bali, Asbar alach, I will reason with you, that ki Amar Rab Yochanan halachik Rab Yossi, adloli sana. On which aspect of Rab Yossi was he talking about when Rab Yochanan said that the halacha is like him? That's only with respect to tainus, meaning that the Yom Tovim in which a person is not allowed to only fast. Rab Yossi says the day before you cannot fast, but the day after you can. Rab Yochanan says I follow the halacha like Rab Yossi in that regard. Okay. What?
That regards regarding Hesper that we don't call it Rab Yossi.
Right. It seems like he would say that with respect to Hesped, we would say not like Rabbi Yossi.
Like Rabbi
yes,
Meir.
Exactly. We'd be like, but like, exactly, like Rabbi Meir.
He's
exactly.
More
that's, what?
He's more machmir.
More, who is more machmir?
Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir is more mekel.
Oh, okay.
Because when it comes to Hesped, Rabbi Meir only says that the day before is going to be Yasser, but the day after is not at all.
And then
Rabbi Yossi says, when there's an Isser Hesped, it's across the board. Before, after, can't do it.
So wait, in the case of Tainus, Rabbi Yossi is more mekel. In the case of Hesped, Rabbi Yossi is more mach.
No. Again. The case of okay, Tainus. Let's just talk about Tainus, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So a Yom Tif in which it's Usser but Tainus, Rabbi Yossi says before it's Usser, after Mutter.
Right.
Whereas Rabbi Meir says before and after Mutter.
My definition of machmir maker is reversed. Who is being more machmir in that case of Tainus?
You're being more machmir, Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said you may not. You may not eat even in the day before. Right? Rabbi Yossi is saying that. Rabbi Meir says it's mekel, so you can eat. Right? Fasting is always more machmir.
You fast for 2 days?
No.
You can't fast.
Wait, so saying you can't fast?
You can't fast. Right, sorry. Sorry, you're right. You're right. You're right.
He's
machmir vis-a-vis keeping the yomtif. Keeping the spirit of the yomtif. Rabbi Yossi keeps the spirit of the Yom Tif more. Okay? That's the Chumrah. And the spirit of the Yom Tif is not to fast. Whereas Rabbi Meir would say you can fast so that he does not hold to the spirit of the Yom Tif. That's his Chumrah. But yes, you're right. So I was a little bit off. I appreciate the correction. All right. Are we good now?
That's good.
Okay. Yes. Oh, Hesped. On days in which you cannot be Maspid, the Yom Tov itself, you cannot be maspid. Rabbi Yossi says, you cannot be maspid the day before or after. But Rabbi Meir says, the day before you cannot, but the day after you may. So Rabbi Yossi is more machmir vis-a-vis hesped, meaning that you cannot be maspid. So, I mean, the question is, are we keeping the Yom Tov? In every case, Rabbi Yossi is careful about keeping the Yom Tif. He's more careful about keeping the spirit of the Yom Tif in both cases. It happens to be that not fasting and not giving hespedim are kind of inverse dinim, right? Because if you're not fasting, then you're eating, then you're, right? So, but that's, the idea is Rabbi Yossi generally keeps more of the spirit of the Chag, of the Yom Tif, whereas Rabbi Meir is more, he's less careful about that. All right? Whew. How much more do we have for tonight? Okay.
We haven't turned the page yet.
Sorry, I haven't even turned the page.
Wow,
okay. This is going to be one of those nights. Okay, so we get back in here. So again, Rabbi Chiya says to Bali that when Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Reb Yossi, that's only with respect to Tainis. So with respect to Tainis, the day of the Tainis is going to be, the day of the Yom Tov is going to be Usur with Tainis, and the day before is going to be Usur as well, but the day after is not. In that respect. Okay. It says the Gemara, that doesn't seem to be true, that Reb Yochanan holds, like Reb Yossi, that the day before in Isser Tainis is also Usur B'Tainis, and I will prove it to you based on the Gemara in Megillah. Just as by a show of hands, you don't have to raise them very high because there aren't too many people here. How many people have learned Maseches Megillah or the Mishnayos of Megillah?
A long time ago.
Okay, give a little quick refresher. We have a what?
The Mishnayos.
Okay, so I'll give you a quick refresher. This would be review for hopefully all of you. But we know that generally the Megillah is read on the 14th and the 15th. But as the opening Mishnah in Megillah states, the Megillah can also be read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th as well. For whom? That depends on where you live, okay? There are three groups, there are three sugim of people, okay? There are what's called Bnei Ayaros, right? Bnei Ayaros are the people who live in large cities, and the people who live in large cities will read on the 14th of Adar. People who live in the Krachim, which are also large cities, but they're large cities that were walled from the times of Yehoshua bin Nun, okay? Most notably nowadays would be Yerushalayim. Okay? Fine. So Yerushalayim is one of those cities that is walled. If you lived in Yerushalayim or a similarly walled city from the times of Yehoshua bin Nun, you were considered living in a krach. Krach in Hamukfin Choyma. And a krach would generally read on the 15th. With rare exception.
I had an advisor in college from Iran, from Shushan. And he said he saw the tombs.
And he saw the tombs. The question is, when did he read?
I don't know. He wasn't. He was a little bit.
He was a little bit more Michael.
A little bit more.
Okay, a little more.
I had an advisor in college who was from Shushan in Iran.
A Jew?
No.
A Jew hater.
Yeah, he was like neutral. I mean, he was indifferent towards me.
But if he was in America, you probably want to get away from Iran.
I don't know. I didn't think it was the best idea to question him on his politics about the Shah if he held my grade in the balance.
Back to the shirt?
Oh, yeah, okay, I appreciate that. Anyway, now there were days for however. So the Ayaros generally read on the 14th. The Mukvin Choyma generally read on the 15th, with a few exceptions. And then there were the Kfarim. The villages. Now, the villages didn't have their own Megillahs, and they were less versed in reading the Megillah. So they would come into the Ayaros Gedolos. They would come into the larger cities, and they would to read the Megillah. And so they would generally come in on Monday and Thursday anyway, because Monday and Thursday were Bati Dinim Kavuin. That's when they had court cases. They held court cases on Monday and Thursday. Via the the Takanas Ezra that they should have, that should be Koveya Bati Dinim on Monday and Thursday. And so the people from the villages who had court cases in the Ayaros, in the cities, so they would anyway come in on Monday and Thursday. And so Chazal were misaking that the Megillah would be read for them on a Monday and a Thursday. And so, if the 14th, which is normally the day that they should be reading the Megillah, if the 14th came out on Monday, then perfect. They would come into the city, and they would read it on the 14th. If the 14th came out on Tuesday, then they would come in on the previous day, Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa. They would come in on the previous day, which was the 13th, and they would read on the 13th. And so there, from there we see that the Megillah is actually read on the 13th. If the 14th fell out on Wednesday, they would come in on Monday, which is 2 days prior, and that's when the Megillah is read on the 12th. And v'chule v'chule, if, however, it fell out, 14th fell out on Sunday, then they would be Maktim Liyom HaKnisa, they would come all the way back to Thursday, which is Saturday, Friday, Thursday, 3 days back. So that would mean that's the 11th. The 11th of Adar is when they would read the Megillah. And so, Megillah Nekreis, B'yod Aleph, B'yod Beis, B'yod Gimel, B'yod Dalet, B'yod Tesvav. Right? Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser. It could never be earlier than the 11th. It could never be later than the 15th.
What do you call those people living in the small villages? The Bnei...
Kfarim.
Bnei
Kfarim.
They could never read on the 15th.
They could not read on the 15th. They would not read on the 15th. except for one thing, which we learn in Maseches Megillah, if they were, they would be a ben krach, if they would go to the krach beforehand, and they would be koveya themselves as a ben krach. That's a very complicated sugya. We will get there in Maseches Megillah. I will make sure to be in the States for that particular day. Very, very hard, Mark.
Wait, what if Purim fell on Erev Shabbos?
The fine Purim. Or the 14th?
Or it fell on Shabbos. Or it fell on Shabbos itself.
If it fell on Shabbos itself. So then the Kfarim would come back to Thursday, which would be the 12th.
The Ayaros and the...
The Ayaros would come back to the Yom HaKnisa as well. They would come back to Thursday. Okay? They would come back to Thursday. They don't get pushed off to the 15th, so they would have to come back anyway. And so Chazal says they're going to come back anyway.
You remember your Dalit on Friday right now?
You just told me Shabbos.
I asked about both. Your Dalit on Friday and your Dalit on
Friday. If your Dalit falls out on Friday, then it's easy. Then they go to the... They stick to Friday. And they will read the Megillah on Friday. Whereas the Krach and Hamukf and Choyma, I don't even know why we're doing this now. But the Krach, Hamukf and Choyma, who would read on the 15th but can't read on Shabbos because of Takanas Rabbah, they would come back to Yom HaKnisa as well, I believe.
Okay.
I believe. So,
if it fell Shabbos, nobody would read on the 15th.
But this is just a tertiary.
Shabbos, nobody would read
on Sunday, the 15th.
We wait until Maseches Megillah. It's only about 13 weeks away.
If it's not so relevant for what we're learning,
it's actually not relevant at all. It's actually not relevant, Bechlau. Okay?
I brought it up.
I don't know. We have to read the Gemara, so I had to bring some of it up, but then all of a sudden. Anyway.
Really, yeah. Okay. Good job.
All right. So no, your part is not relevant. But my part was relevant. Let's read on. Let's see how much of it is relevant. I don't even remember anymore. Anyway, there's a Mishnah.
Like in the middle of a Purim spiel or something.
The second Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis in Maseches Megillah states, it states the following. Anyway, the Gemara says, "V'ham Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam Mishnah." Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like a stam Mishnah. What is a stam Mishnah? A stam Mishnah is a Mishnah that does not have a Tana associated with it. Okay, so that means that any stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan felt that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi made it specifically stam, so that we would follow it. So Rabbi Yochanan said halacha k'stam Mishnah. And what is a stam Mishnah? Like the following. Utnan, we have a Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis of Megillah that says, even though Chazal said you can go earlier, you can't go later, meaning you can go earlier than the 14th, but you can't go later than the 15th. Mutarim behesped of a tainis. It was mutter for you to be maspid and to fast on the day that you read the Megillah. So let's say, for example, the Gemara is going to go through all the different variations of possibilities that we can come up with. But let's just say you're a Ben Kfar and the 14th falls out on Wednesday, you gotta be mocked into Monday, and so it ends up that you're reading the Megillah on the 12th. Even though you can read the Megillah on the 12th and your Yotze the Megillah on the 12th, there's no Isser of Tainus and Hesped on the 12th. Because it's only a day for Mikra Megillah, it is not a day of Purim. It's not considered Purim. Your Purim is still the 14th. We allowed Mikra Megillah because of the exception, because we needed to do it, because otherwise you wouldn't hear it Bechlal. So we allowed it. But that's not the Kiyum of Purim. Okay? And then I think the Gemara discusses what about Seuda and Matanas Lavyonim and V'chule V'chule. Anyway. The Mishnah says, even though they allowed you to read the Megillah earlier, the days in which you read earlier are not usher behesped of a tainus. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, what is that Mishnah talking about? Which scenario is that Mishnah talking about? Amos. When is it talking about? Ilema, if you're going to tell me it's talking about a Ben Chamesar, it's talking about a guy who normally reads on the 15th, Vikakarle Bar Besar, but he's reading this year on the 14th, probably because he came to the ear early, so he's considered a Ben Ear, and therefore he's going to read a day earlier than he normally would. Well, Mishari, you're going to tell me then, in that case, it's mutter behesped of a tainus? No, it wouldn't be. The haksiv b'megillas tainus, it says specifically in the megillas tainus, yom arbasar, bo, or the yom chamisha asar, bo, on the 14th of Adar, and the 15th of Adar, yomi paraya inun. Those are days of Purim. Delolam isperon, you're not allowed to give a hesped during those days. The Amar Rava and Rava said, "Lo nitzrucha ela esra shel zeh bazeh shel zeh bazeh." The reason that the purpose of that statement is that a ben ear cannot give a hesped on the 15th, and a ben krach cannot give a hesped on the 14th. So what applies to one applies to the other. So this Mishnah that says, even though you read earlier, we do not aser hesped and tainus, that can't be talking about a ben krach who reads on the 14th, because that wouldn't be true in that case. So what case is it referring to? Ella, maybe. The Ella b'nei arbeisar v'kakarilei betleisar. Maybe we're talking about a ben ear who's reading on the 13th. Let's say we're talking about a ben kfar, for example, a villager, who's reading, whose 14th falls out on Tuesday, so he would read the Megillah on the 13th, on Monday. So maybe that's the day that the Mishnah is talking about, that there's no Isser of Hesped and Tainus. But says the Gemara, that wouldn't be true. There would be an Isser of Hesped and Tainus in that case. Why? Because what's the 13th? The 13th is Yom Nicanorhu. It's the day of Nicanor. What was Nicanor? We'll get there in a second. The Gemara will tell us two fabulous stories, one of which deals with Nicanor. Ve'elo b'nei abeisa v'kakorilei betreisa. Maybe we're talking about a ben kfar who reads on the 12th.
Wait, meaning aser b'tanis or aser b'hesped?
Both.
But the 13 is tanis ester.
Yes, it is. Good question.
In spite of the fact that Purim is in Megillas tanis, and that we have this whole sort of working here.
Yes. Okay. It's a good point. Hold off on that for a second. It's a good point. Okay. It's what?
I said the second job, but
okay.
I'll wait.
All right. I appreciate it. Maybe ve'ela b'nei arbeisa v'kakarle ve'ela b'nei arbeisa v'kakarle betreisa. Maybe we're talking about a ben kfar whose 14th falls out on Wednesday, and therefore we push him back to Monday, and that comes out to the 12th of Adar. And maybe that's when the Mishnah is referring to a case where it's not aser behesped v'tainis. Says the Gemara, no, that would also be aser behesped v'tainis, because Yom Terinus, that's a day of Terinus. Who was Terinus? We will get there in a second. That will be the second grand story that we have, that we end off today's.
It's not Jurassic Park, right?
Right? No. It says Terinus, not Terinus Rex. It's Terinus. Okay, it's not Terinus Rex. Okay, so Yom Terinus. So, says the Gemara Elalav, really, what are we talking about? The Korilei Bechadesar. It's talking about a Ben Kfar, whose 14th of Adar falls out on Sunday, and therefore he's pushed all the way back to Thursday, and so he reads the Megillah on the 11th. Uketani, and it says in that Mishnah, Mutter Behesped Vatainis. You'd be mutter behesped of a tainus. But wait a minute. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halacha is like a stam mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan, you want to tell me, holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that the day before the yomtif, that it's aser v'tainis, you can't fast either, then how can you say that it's mutter behesped v'tainis on the 11th? The 11th would be the day before Terinus Rex. And so, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you got a little bit of a stira here. Because Rabbi Yochanan, on the one hand, you're saying holds that the day before a yomtif, it would be aser behesped and tainis. So then the 11th would be aser. But then you're telling me the halachas kista mishnah, that in a day in which you're going to be magdimin, it's mutter behesped and tainis. Stira in Rabbi Yochanan can't be. Rabbi Yochanan's got a problem. What's your problem? I can tell you all my problems. Terinus was a chag. We're going to learn why it was a chag. Don't worry, it was mivutal. It was mivutal for Terinus. What?
Wait, Nicanor is Yud Gimel, and Nicanor is what?
Nicanor was 13th, and Terinus was 12th. Okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's the problem with Rabbi Yochanan. It's okay. A stira within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan can't hold both. He can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have them both. So says the Gemara, no.
Apropos for fasting, I guess.
What?
It says apropos for fasting.
What is?
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Ah, yes. Okay, very good. I just got that one. Thank you. The Kakar Leba Tresar. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara. Well, it wasn't that funny. I mean, it was good. It was pretty good.
It's definitely the most unique Gemara I've ever attended in my life.
Says Gemara, low. We're in the first wide line. I had to remind myself where I was. I was getting all lost track here. Lo, says the Gemara, no. Really, b'nei arbasar v'kakor elei b'treisar. Really, I'll tell you that we could be talking about a case of a ben kfar who's reading on the 12th. For example, his 14th of Adar falls out on Wednesday, and so he's pushed back to Monday, which is the 12th of Adar. Aye, but wait a minute. We just said you can't do it on the 12th, because the 12th is what day?
Tyrannus Rex.
You said it's Yom Tyrannus. Don't worry about Tyrannus. We'll take care of him. You just need the third of the series of the Jurassic Worlds, and you'll be fine. Yom Tyrannus Gulfei Batuli Batluhu. Yom Tyrannus itself, they were Mavato. And we'll see why they were Mavato. Why were they Mavato Yom Tyrannus? Ho Venergu Bo Shemaya V'Achya Achiv. Because two tzaddikim, Shemaya V'Achya, I think Rashi says here they were Hasidim, but he doesn't know who they were, like what era they lived in.
This isn't Shemaya V'Achya?
Rashi says I'm very curious. What?
This isn't like one of the Zugos?
No, it's not one of the Zugos, I don't think. Shemaya V'Avadlon, no. It's not one of the Zugos, I don't think.
Shemaya V'Avadlon.
Yeah? What?
Yeah, Shemaya V'Avadlon.
Right, but I'm saying Shemaya, he's saying is Shemaya one of the...
Is this one of the Zugos?
I'm saying it's not, because
the Zugos was Shemaya V'Avadlon,
this is Shemaya
V'Avadlon. Right, but Shemaya V'Avadlon were not brothers. So how do you know that this is...
Oh, I see what you... Okay.
He just wants brothers? To say that maybe...
They weren't brothers? I thought they were both descended from San Pedro. They were just related?
Who?
Shemaya and Avtal.
Oh, No, they weren't brothers.
Okay, they were just related. Okay.
These guys are brothers.
Okay.
Right. Shemaya V'Achya. They were brothers, right? So, anyway, Rashi says they were two Hasidim, but he doesn't know what era they lived in. And Rashi says something a little bit curious, that perhaps it was during the times of the Malachim, but I don't understand that at all. But anyway, you wanted to say maybe it's Ido. Ido was one of the Nevi'im of the time, but I don't know. I don't quite understand. Anyway, so the day of Tyrannus was a celebratory day. However, since afterwards Shemaya V'Achya, his brother, were killed, therefore they were Mavatel Yom Tyrannus. So don't worry about Yom Tyrannus. Don't worry about the 12th. Therefore, the 12th is a day where it is Mutter, the husband of Tynus. He had Rav Nachman, just like Rav Nachman, Gozer Tanisa Betresar. He was Gozer a Tainis on the 12th. Amrle Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said to Rav Nachman, Yom Tyrannusu, this is the day of Tyrannus. Amr Lehui said to them, don't worry, Yom Tyrannus Gufei Betuli Batluhu, Hol Venerigubo Shemaya V'Achya Achiv. Yom Tyrannus was cancelled out because Shemaya and Achya were killed during that day, so they actually got rid of it, so don't worry about that.
What was the celebration of Yom Tyrannus?
We're getting there. We got to hold on. I'm trying to build it up. I'm trying to build up the stories.
It's kind of like a soap opera.
Yeah, this is going to be good. It's going to be very good schmack. You're going to love these stories.
Good schmack, wonderful.
All right.
Excellent.
Very good. We will get there. All right. Hold on to your pants. So,
says
the Gemara, V'tepuk le dahavale yom shlifnei Nicanor. Well, that's fine and dandy if they got rid of the 12th, because it's no longer Yom Tyrannus, because the Jurassic Park got rid of all the dinosaurs. But what about the day before Nicanor? Nicanor is the 13th. You can't fast on the 13th, and we're saying that the day before you can't fast either, so it's the day before Nicanor. So what do you want to say? The Gemara says, no. Come on. I'm a Ravashi. Come on. Give me a better svara than that. Hashta ihu gufei batlu mishum yom nikonor nikum v'nigzor. The day of the 12th of Adar was mevutal anyway, because Yom Tyrannus was cancelled out. because Shmaya and Achya were killed, we got rid of Yom Terinus. You want to tell me that if we got rid of the 12th of Adar, Yom Terinus, which was a Yom Tif, we got rid of it. You want to tell me the day before Nicanor, because it's the day before Nicanor, we should reestablish it? If we're getting rid of the 12th itself, that it was a day of Yom Tif itself, and we're getting rid of the Isser and Hesped because of that, then certainly we would get rid of the Isser of Tinus and Hesped if it were the day before something. So the day of 12th, the day of the 12th, in other words, is canceled out legamri. It can't be that they would be mevatel the day of the 12th, the day of Terinus, which was a positive day. Don't ask me what happened on Terinus. Okay? But it was a positive day. So it can't be that they would cancel that day and still maintain, well, it was the day before Nicanor, so we should still establish it as an Isser Tinus. No. If we canceled out the Isser Tinus and Hesped because Terinus doesn't exist anymore, then we're going to cancel out the Isser of Tinus and Hesped because it's the day before Nicanor.
Why?
Because...
Why? I don't say, if you hold that you can't give a Tinus and Hesper before the day
Yeah.
What's the shot with the after? I don't understand.
What's the pshat? It's a good question. What's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Yeah. Even if you say that the day before... a day in which you cannot fast or give a hesped is going to be usser. Even if you hold that, right? Everybody's going to hold that it's certainly more lenient than the day itself, right? Meaning, because it's the day before. It's not the actual Yom Tif, right?
Okay.
Yom Terinus was the day of Yom Tif. It was the day of Yom Tif. You might ask, what happened to Terinus? I would tell you, wait, but... it was a Yom Tif. And then the Chazal said, we're canceling the Yom Tif. Because Shmai and Achya died on this day, we're canceling the Yom Tif. So the Gemara's Svara is, if we're canceling the actual Yom Tif, which is more Chamor, then we would certainly cancel the Tinus and the Hesped, which is more Kal, because it came the day before Nicanor. You hear what I'm saying? The chumrah of the Isser Hesped v'Tainis on the 12th itself is going to be cancelled. So then certainly the chumrah of the Isser Hesped of the day before is going to be cancelled. We wouldn't go ahead and say, well, it's still the day before Nicanor, so I guess we got to... No.
That's disrespect to Nicanor.
That's disrespect.
Nicky's disrespect.
You got to respect.
You're a brother.
You got to respect.
Okay.
Now we get on to the... Now it's story time, okay? Okay. Now this is where we separate the boys from the babies. Yeah? This is a story time. Yo, mine. But
I think I named the Coke Zero.
Separating the babies
okay.
From the
what?
Boys or the boys from the babies?
Boys from the babies. This is where it gets good over here.
After we went off on that McGill tangent, I lost everything.
My Nicanor. What was this day of the 13th that we hold so dear and precious? Humai Terinus. And what is this big dinosaur called Terinus that we are so afraid of? Dasanya, as it says in the Brisa, Nicanor. Who was Nicanor? Echad me'africha yavanim haya. He was one of the dukes of Greece. The whole yom and every single day, every single day. Hayameinif yado al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. He would wave his hands on Yehuda and Yerushalayim, figuratively. He didn't. His hand wasn't that big. V'omer, and he would say, Emasai tipol biyadi v'armesena. When is this city and these people going to fall to my hands, and I will trample it with my feet? Ukeshagavra malchus beis chashmonai, and when the malchus beis chashmonai prevailed, v'nitzchum, and defeated the Yevanim, katsitsu bahonos yadav v'raglav, they cut off his thumbs and his big toe, v'talum b'sharei Yerushalayim, and they hung his thumb and his big toe up in the gates of Yerushalayim, v'amru, and they said, pesha hayamadaber b'gaiva, the mouth that would speak with such haughtiness, the yadayim shahayu manifos al Yerushalayim, and the hands that would be waved upon Yerushalayim, tas bahem nekama. This is the vengeance.
So they didn't kill him? They just took away his digits?
I think they did more than just the digits. I think they took away all his numbers. And they killed him too. I'm sure they killed him too. But the point was they got the thumb and the big toe. Now,
I thought it was the fingers. Oh,
they got the big thumb. They got the thumb and the big toe. Okay. That's what you really want to go after, the thumb and the big toe. That's...
And it wasn't to do what they do the Kohanim's big toe at the whatever. No,
when they did it at the Kohanim, they did not cut off their thumbs.
Right.
That would be a shame. Mm-hmm. So,
This was so wrong. I'm thinking of Mitzora.
Yeah, he's thinking about Mitzora. It's,
Is it Mitzora? I couldn't remember if it was Mitzora.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's kind of interesting. They cut off his big toe and they cut off his thumb. So the thumb, because he would wave his hand over Yerushalayim, so it was a figurative thing. And the thumb, and the big toe, I guess, because I guess he would say that I would trample it. Varmasena, I'm going to trample it. Would you trample with your legs? So they cut off his big toe.
Since when is Beis Din allowed to hack off body parts?
Listen,
I thought they could give him office, but I didn't know they could mutilate. It seems like not only excessive.
I would think that they killed him first and then they hacked it off.
Okay, so then I.
Then you have no problem.
Then I have no problem. You're just desecrating a place.
Hack
him off. You like that.
Just hack him off.
I don't know, but there is a similar case in Malachim. No, Shoftim. Where they did the same thing to one of the leaders.
Body can only be there for a certain. It can't like stay there after nighttime or something.
For the tliya, for the actual for sure. Okay. You have to bury it. That for sure. They followed that.
But they
just decided to have fun with it.
This guy wasn't a Jew. He was a goy.
What? He's a goy. He was a total goy. But still, you have to be respectful to the goy, to the bodies of the goyim as well. There's a halacha like that.
Even if he's a Russian? I believe so. An enemy of the Jewish people?
I believe so. That's the story. That's the story of Nicanor. Now, I've already whet your appetite. What is this big dinosaur we've been talking about? Umay Tyrannus. What is the story of Tyrannus? Amru, they said, Kichambikish Tyrannus, Laharoges, Lulinus, Vilpapus. Tyrannus was a big general, a big officer, and he was going to kill Lulinus Upapus. Now, who were Lulinus Upapus? Rashi just says, Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. He was an officer. I don't know what...
From where?
From, I don't know where.
From Greece, right?
Why is he...
Previously we said it was the...
No, that was Nicanor. That was Nicanor.
Oh, so this is...
You can't mix up your Nicanors and Tyrannuses.
I'm mixing up my Nicanors and my Tyrannuses.
You can't do that. These are two... Anyway, I don't know where... I don't know where, I don't know when, and I don't know who.
But Nicanor, they nicked off his thumb.
They nicked off. Very good. That's a good way of remembering. Nicanor, they nicked it off. Very good. Tyrannus. Okay, anyway. Tyrannus wanted to kill two tzadikim, Lulinus Upapus, Achiv, his brother. Lutkia. Oh, this happened in Lutkia. There's your answer. It's in Lutkia. That answers every... come on. Who doesn't know where Lutkia is? Amar Lahem. So he said to them, If you are from the nation of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Yavo Elokeichem, V'yatzil Eschem, Miyadi, then your God should come and should save you from my hands. K'derach Shehitzil Es Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Minet Yad Nebuchadnezzar. Just like Hashem saved them from the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. So where is your God now? Amru lo, they said to him, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Tzadikim, Gemurim Hayu. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were Tzadikim. V'ru'uyim hei hayu lasos lehei asos lehem neis. And they were fit to have a neis happen for them. Nebuchadnezzar melech hagun hayu. Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king. What does it mean he was a proper king? We'll discuss probably in a second. V'roi le'asos neis al yado, and it was appropriate that a neis happen on his hands. But va'osa rosha hedyotu. But that rosha, meaning pointing, really, essentially talking about him, they're talking to his face, and they're calling him Osa. But Osa Russia, you're a hedyot. You're a nothing. The ain't a roy le'asos neis al yado. You are not fit to have a neis happen on your hands. Va'anu, and what about us? Nischayavnu kloya lamakom. We deserve to die. V'im einatem horagnu. And if you don't kill us, harbi horgim yeshu lamakom. Hashem has plenty of things that can kill us. Harbi dubim va'arayos yeshu lamakom ba'olamo. Hashem has plenty of dubim and arayos, bears and tigers, bears and lions.
And tyrannosauruses.
And tyrannosaurus, right? Yeshu lamakom ba'olamo. Shepogim banu v'horgim osanu. That can encroach upon us and kill us. Ella. So why then is Hashem presenting us to you? Lo masarnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyadecha, Ella sha'asid li para daminu miyadecha. The only reason why Hashem is presenting us in front of you is because Hashem wants to seek vengeance of our blood from your hands. Hashem is disgusted by you. And Megalgalin Chov al Yedei Chayev. Basically, you are trash. Afal Pichain Hargan Miyad. What did he do? He killed him right away. Amru, they said, Lo Zazu Misham. They didn't even have a chance to leave that place. Ad Shebo Diyofli Miromi. Until the Diyofli Miromi, who are officers from Rome, Upatsu Es Mocho, and they shattered his head, Begizrin, with wooden rods. So basically, Hashem was Perea.
Immediate
Nakama. He killed them, and Hashem immediately, without them even having a chance to leave, took Nakama from them. This is what it is to have total bitachon. When you can look at Russia in his eyes and say, you are nothing, you have no chance. That is complete bitachon. Bitachon Hashem. Okay, the Gemara.
So this ended up being a Yom Tov, right? Not a day of Tanis because the Jews died, but a Yom Tov because their nevuah, as you were like.
This was
true,
yes, right? exactly. Because their nevuah came true, it became a celebration because it was so mifursam. It became so publicized.
A little bit like
right. Yeah, it seems a little counterintuitive because they died, you're saying. Is that what you say?
Yes, like, that's what he said.
It seems like it's sad and happy.
It's sad, right, yeah.
Melancholy.
Melancholy, if you will. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what the answer with that. I think that the, I don't know if it's Rashi that brings down...
It would have been nice to see his head split open without them.
Rashi says, "Shenergu al bito shel melech." There was the bas melech. Shenim says haruga. The bas melech was found to be killed. The amra yehudim harguha, and they said that the Jews killed him. Because Xeral shenim shel Yisrael. So what happened was the daughter of the king at the time was dead, was killed, and everybody was pointing fingers at the Jews, and so they made this big zera against the Jews. So these two people, who were, again, Lulinus Upapus, they got up and said it with us. We killed the daughter of the king. So basically, they gave themselves up so that the rest of the Jews would not suffer. Which is, by the way, a big halachic sugya.
Yeah.
It's a big halachic sugya as to whether you can do that. And there are many cases like this in the Holocaust and beyond as to whether you can give somebody up, you know, whether you can do such a thing. The famous story of the bus driver in one of the intifadas, I don't remember, but a guy, one of the guys who had a bomb strapped to him was about to mount the bus, and then the bus driver pushed him off. So he saved all the people on the bus, but he ended up, because he was pushed off, ended up killing somebody else. Anyway, not that the bus driver knew that was going to happen, but what?
There's also a famous story in the military where a guy jumped on a grenade, just going back like 10, 15
years
ago.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And he saved this whole,
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. It's a big, that's a
the
big
guy
thing.
Wasn't even religious, he said.
He was.
He was religious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Learning the B'nai Ali.
That's like...
Apparently this Lutkia is low.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't... It's Rashi. Very good, Yashikoyach. It was in load.
I don't know if the load then is the load of today. Or
yeah, he flew in. He flew in! I'm telling you, he flew in. Been going to an airport. It was there. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara said, Ein gozrin tainis ala tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. We said in the Mishnah, we're not gozer a tainis b'chamishi b'sheni. Right? Sorry. B'chamishi on Thursday, we're not going to be gozer a tainis. Right? And ein gozrin tainis b'roshi chadashim. We're not also going to be gozer a tainis on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chanukah, or on Purim, or on Chol HaMoed. We're not going to be gozer a tainis on those cases. However, im hischilu, says the Mishnah, if they started, ein mafsikin. We don't stop. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, even though we don't stop, we're not going to be mashlim. The Gemara is going to take issue with all these things. Says the Gemara, what does it mean that if you started, you can't stop? how much is considered starting? How much of your 3 fasts or 13 fasts total is considered starting? Is it 1? Is it 3? Is it... Says Rav Acha Amar Shalosh. Rav Acha says 3. If you've already done 3, that's considered having started, in which case you don't stop. But according to him, if you've only done 2, then you can stop at that point. That's not considered a haschalah. For Rav Asi Amar, even achas, even 1 is considered starting, and so if you started with 1 and then you realized that the 5th fast is going to be a Rosh Chodesh, you just keep on going. Rav Yehuda Amarav says, Zu Divri Rabbi Meir. When the Mishnah ends off and says, even though we're not mafsikin, we're not mashlimin, we don't be mashlim, that's only Rabbi Meir, Sha'amar Mishum Rabban Gamliel. That's only Rabbi Meir who says the name of Rabban Gamliel. Aval Chachamim Armin. But the Chachamim say, Misane Umashlim. We do fast, and we're mashlim the fast. And Darash Marzutra Mishmed Ravuna Halacha Misana Mashlim. We are in fact Misana, we fast and we are Mashlim and we complete the fast. Hadron Allah Seder Tanios Ketsad. Beautiful. Yashapayak to another beautiful. Okay, very good. I guess we will stop here. Should we start? Okay, let's start. Yeah. Let's start. Let's do it. Let's do this, bad boy. Let's do this. We're literally going to go 3 minutes. It'll just take us to the top of Yud Tesamid Aleph. Save your Tanios Elu. When we talk about the 13 fasts, Elu Ha'amor B'Revi'a Rishona. That's only with respect to if it doesn't rain in the Revi'a Rishona. In the first rains. We'll discuss in the Gemara what does it mean by the first rains. Aval, but what if we have a case of tzmachim shoshanu? We have sprouts, meaning we have vegetation that have already sprouted, but now they've changed color, which is not a good thing, a very bad thing. Then masrin aleim miyad. Then we cry out right away. That's going to be a very, very terrible thing. That's a big tzara. We're going to cry out right away.
The crops are going bad?
Crops are going bad. The chen shepasku yeshamim ben geshem legeshem arboim yom. Not only that, but if it started raining and then it stopped for 40 days straight, that's also masrin aleim miyad. We're also going to be masrin aleim because that's a terrible thing as well. Why? That's considered a makas batsoris. Now, makas batsoris is not really a rav, as we'll see in the Gemara. It's really like a preamble to the rav. It's like a shortage. It's a food store shortage. So because of this, it would be considered a food store a shortage. Therefore, we're going to be masri and miyad. Yardu l'tzmachim avalo yardu l'ilan. What if there's rainfall, but only enough for the tzmachim, for the vegetation, but not enough for the trees, because the trees require more. Or l'ilan v'lo l'tzmachim. Or there's enough for the trees, but not for the vegetation. The Gemara will discuss how that's possible. If the rains go more, meaning there are enough for the trees, then certainly be enough for the tzmachim. The Gemara will discuss that. Or lazev lazev alo leboroshich lemaros. What if there's enough for the trees and for the vegetation, but not enough for the boros, for the wells and the well springs, which required rain for drinking water? What if there's not enough rain for that? Masrin alei miyad. Then we're masrin miyad. We cry out right away. So to a city that did not have any rain, even though surrounding cities do have rain, as it says in the Pasuk, I will make it rain on one city, on another city I will not. One part will rain. What happens? Osahir misanu misras. That city should fast and cry out. The Chosvivoseha misanos vlomasrios. And the surrounding cities, because they're going to be troubled by that city, because now that city is gonna seek Parnasa and Chalkala and food from the surrounding cities. So the surrounding cities have to do something too. They fast, but they do not cry out. Rabbi Kiva says, Masrios Vila Misanos. It's actually the opposite. He says they cry out, but they do not fast. We will stop here. Now let's go a little bit further, actually. The Chain Ear... No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to drop off you guys. All right, let's go.
Such a joke.
That's terrible. Very good. We gotta stop. Oh, it's a 49-minute shear.